Troubleshooting emergency mobile alert. Didn't get an emergency alert. There are many reasons you may not receive an emergency mobile alert message. We encourage everyone to rely on lots of different ways to stay informed. Check your phone is emergency mobile alert capable. It may tell you in your phone's settings. We expect most phones purchased after 2017 can receive emergency mobile alerts. Your phone also needs to have cell reception and up-to-date software. You don't have to download an app or subscribe to a service. Other possible reasons for not receiving the alert may include your phone being 1. Off, 2. In flight mode, 3. Out of cellular coverage, or 4. Not connected to a targeted cell tower. Receive an alert multiple times. If your phone moved from a 3G to a 4G network during the time of the broadcast, you will have received an alert from both networks. The same thing would have happened if you turned flight mode on and off, or turned your phone off and back on during the broadcast period. Some phones have an optional alert reminder feature turned on. This can cause the phone to alarm repeatedly during the broadcast. If your phone has an alert reminder, you can find it in your phone settings. The settings might be called wireless alerts, broadcast alerts, or emergency alerts. Alert message disappeared. If you received an emergency mobile alert, you might still be able to find it on your phone. On Android phones, emergency alerts are generally found in your Messages app. For example, in the Google Messages app, 1. Go to Messages app. 2. Click your profile image in the top right. 3. Select Messages Settings. 4. Select Advanced. And 5. Select Wireless Emergency Alerts. For iPhone users, the alert will be in your notifications. Access your notifications by swiping down from the top of your screen. If you delete your notifications, you will also delete the alert. Alert sound. The sound used for emergency mobile alert is based on an international standard. While it can be frightening or annoying, it was chosen to get your attention as it is unpleasant to the human ear. Emergency mobile alerts, just like other alerts you receive, can be silenced by clicking the volume button on your device. If you press a volume button when an emergency mobile alert comes in, the noise will be muted. The message will be left on the screen to read in full. Whether your mobile phone makes a sound for an alert message depends on the make and model of your phone. Some phone manufacturers do not let emergency alerts override silent mode. Accessibility. The accessibility of emergency mobile alerts depends on the make and model of your mobile phone. If you have a hearing aid, the alert can be set up to go through your hearing aid. Presidential alert. The emergency mobile alert system uses an international standard. The broadcast channel we use is often called Presidential Alert overseas. We have worked with phone manufacturers and mobile network operators to use the term emergency alert instead. But some phones will use the American standard and display Presidential Alert. This usually happens if 1. You bought your phone before 2017. 2. You bought your phone overseas. Or 3. Your phone was parallel imported. Driving when you receive an alert. If you are driving, you should pull over and check the message as soon as it is safe to do so. If you have a passenger, ask them to read the alert immediately. Do not attempt to read the alert while driving. Coverage of emergency mobile alert. Emergency mobile alert should work in areas with cell reception. About 97% of populated areas get cell reception. Mobile service providers work to improve mobile coverage all the time. Wi-Fi calling. No, emergency mobile alert uses cell reception and is not broadcast to phones using Wi-Fi calling without cell service. Landlines and satellite phone. Emergency mobile alert uses the New Zealand mobile networks. Alerts can only be broadcast to mobile phones capable of receiving them. Starlink and satellite to mobile capability. You can only receive an emergency mobile alert if you have a mobile signal. Currently, Starlink can only provide an internet connection, not a mobile signal. We understand Starlink are working on satellite-to-mobile capability. We are aware of another satellite provider, Linkworld, that is already providing this. Cost of emergency mobile alert. Receiving emergency mobile alerts is free. There is no cost to you. You don't have to download an app or subscribe to a service. Opting out of emergency mobile alerts. As emergency mobile alert is about keeping you safe, you won't be able to opt out. We do not target specific phones. Instead, we broadcast to a targeted area that is at risk. For this reason, we cannot exclude your specific phone. Emergency mobile alert does not use your mobile phone number or collect information about you. Your phone may show optional settings used in other countries, but in New Zealand, we will use a special broadcast channel that is always on. If you do not want to get an emergency mobile alert test, you need to turn your phone off or onto flight mode. Adapted in 2026 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland.